And you're listening to VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. Critics have recently hailed Bedlam as one of the best young theater companies in New York City. Last year, the troupe gave audiences in Rutland a preview of The Seagull, which they were fine-tuning for their upcoming season. Well, this week, Bedlam will perform two nights at the Paramount Theater, offering early glimpses at Pygmalion and a brand new play called New York Animals. VPR's Nina Keck went backstage and has more.
Since the company's inception in 2012, Bedlam has been earning raves for its innovation, fierce talent, and less-is-more approach to theater. Ben Brantley, chief theater critic for the New York Times, says he'd see anything the company does.
When they did the 12th night, I said to my friend afterwards who'd gone to both productions with me, I mean, this actually, and this rarely happens to me, makes me envious of them. There just seemed to be such joy in it. And insight, and you feel that vicariously as they're doing it. This is what acting should be about, I think.
Five of Bedlam's members, including company founder Eric Tucker, have been rehearsing in Vermont this summer, the past 2 weeks in a picturesque barn in Middletown Springs.
We come up here and really all we have to do is focus on the work. We have very little cell service up here and spotty Wi-Fi, which is sometimes crazy, but when you let all that go, we're up in this beautiful place, and it's a real charge.
Tucker says they won't be performing finished products at the Paramount, but shows that are under construction. The audience will sit on the stage with the actors and have a chance to ask questions after the show. That not only creates a powerful intimacy, says Tucker, but also helps the actors gauge the audience response and get valuable feedback. That's especially important with New York Animals, a new play by Steven Sater that'll have its world premiere later this year in New York City. Sater is a Tony Award-winning lyricist, best known for the musical Spring Awakening. He and Burt Bacharach worked together to create the songs in New York Animals, songs that Eric Tucker says they're still figuring out how to incorporate into the play.
Steven is coming up for this. He'll be with us all day on the 14th and that night. This is important to him as the writer. There's a lot of stuff that go into making something like this, and an audience is everything.
Bedlam's Stephen Wolfert says he loves Sater's play for the way it chronicles how strangers interact on a single rainy day in New York City.
You get to see these slices of these people's lives, but so much is said with so little. You know what I mean? Where it's just that you get a little bit and you're like, yeah, I've been to that place. I've been there. I've been in that cab with that cab driver before. You know what I mean? Just these everyday life moments that we've all experienced. But when you see it on stage and see their lives, it makes them more epic.
Bedlam bowled critics over in 2012 when four of its members performed both Hamlet and George Bernard Shaw's St. Joan, alternating dramas each night. Eric Tucker says he was eager to take on another Shaw classic, Pygmalion, the story of a phonetics professor who makes a bet that he can train a poor flower girl to pass for a duchess.
Woman, cease this detestable boohooing instantly, or else seek the shelter of some other place of worship.
I've a right to be here if I like, same as you.
A woman who utters such depressing and disgusting sounds has no right to be anywhere, no right to live. Remember that you are a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech, that your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible, and don't sit there crooning like a bilious pigeon.
Oh.
Heavens, what a sound. Ow.
There's a lot of darkness in that play, a lot of grit, and that's what we're interested in getting. Because we look at it, now we associate it with My Fair Lady, and it's all very pretty. It's not, actually. The arcs of those characters, the things they learn about themselves and each other, it's extraordinary. It's really, there's a lot there in that play.
Bedlam will present a reading of Pygmalion Thursday night at the Paramount and a workshop performance of New York Animals on Friday. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.